This is Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. Y'all ready for this?
Wrangell Wolves Basketball on KSDK is brought to you in part by Audison's True Value, where customers can find a variety of paint colors. Audison's Ultra Premium Easy Care Interior Paint offers a lifetime warranty and one coat coverage, carrying a full line of building materials with individual orders and estimates welcome. Audison's True Value. Start right, start here.
Good evening, it's Friday, December 27th, 2013. I'm Shady Grove Oliver. 2014 is coming up in just a few days, and it's bound to be an exciting year for high school basketball. Coming up this week on Wolf Watch, we'll hear interviews with coaches Edna Knorr and Ray Stokes. Stay tuned.
Live coverage of the Wrangell Wolves basketball season is sponsored in part by the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge, a family-owned and operated business in Wrangell since 1984, offering rooms with a private bath, cable TV, internet, telephones, and courtesy van rides to and from the airport or ferry. Meals are provided for all room guests. For reservation information, the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge can be reached at 800-874-3613 or online at akgetaway.com.
Can you tell me a little bit about the team makeup this year, who you've got playing for you?
We actually are a very young team this year. We have one senior, Robert Marshall, and then I think we have four juniors and five sophomores and six freshmen. So pretty young, really, this year. But the kids are really working hard and seem to be just really, really nice boys. So looking forward to having a good year.
Can you introduce us to some of your players?
Yeah, Robbie Marshall is senior, and then Mike Yodison, Arthur Acuna, Mason Dingwall, and Aaron Howell are juniors. Then we have Blake Stokes, Bryce Gerald, Tyler Gillen, Davis Down, Chet Armstrong are sophomores, and Garrett Miller, Sam Prezonka, Trent Stokes, Taryn Privett, Dawson Miller, and Sam Armstrong are freshmen. So it's kind of a tough to get practice schedules worked because we really don't have a lot of numbers, and the range of talent from freshmen to sophomores is, you know, pretty substantial, and which it always is, but usually we have more upperclassmen. So, but things are going good. Like I said, great boys.
And which of these players played for the team last year? Because I know there are some of the younger ones that did that were on the team as freshmen last year.
Robbie Marshall, he played on the varsity team and started. Mikey Odison did off and on, and Aaron Howell did off and on, and Blake Stokes and Bryce Gerald did as well. So those are kind of the guys that have the most experience that we have with us right now. And, so all of them are contributing, and I think the majority of them are going to get a pretty good amount of, playing time.
How does it change the way you do your practices when you have such a young team? Do you have to focus on certain things?
Well, like I said, it's really been kind of difficult. And during Christmas season here, we got some of the alumni coming back. And so last night, for example, I brought some of them in. And I think it was kind of relieving for the freshmen, too, because they've been the ones that have been having to be the practicing against the older kids, and I think they're kind of getting a little bit tired of overmatched, obviously, and so it's really been kind of difficult to balance that out, but we're doing the best we can, and we'll probably just tweak that a little bit as we go, and we'll just take it as we go.
So tell me about your senior. It's Robbie Marshall, right? Mm-hmm. He's your senior. Tell me about what kind of a role he plays in your team.
Well, Robbie has just been awesome. He's had a great senior year, not just in basketball, but a really good attitude and pleasant and works hard and is excited to play. And so I think he's going to be a huge, whether, kind of depending he'll be a big factor to see how we do this year. So we're really counting on Robert for a lot of things, Robbie, I should say, for a lot of things, and scoring and just team leadership mostly, because like I said, we've only got one senior and he's the guy. So, but it's been fun watching him here at school. He's just accepted responsibility in every way as a student. He's student body president and just a great kid, you know. So I'm really excited for Robert and his, you know, future. I think he's just doing a marvelous job.
Last year was kind of a rough year for the guys, especially toward the end of the season, but their attitudes were always really, really great. Even though they sometimes, you could tell they were getting a bit, you know, oh, we wish we could win. Their attitudes were always really great. Do you think they've been able to maintain that, and do you think they're coming back with more confidence this year, those of them who played last year?
I think they're, you know, we had to play some freshmen last year on the varsity team, and this year as sophomores, I don't think they feel quite so little, you know. I think they feel like they belong a little bit more, and so I think their confidence has risen, but it's still not enough, you know. I think, and they still are young, you know, underclassmen and very young, but you know, you're in the varsity game, and you can't worry about how old you are. You got to go play. And so hopefully they can step up and quit worrying about that and just say, you know, it's time to compete. And if we can get a little success, and you're right, we've struggled the last few years, and it's been kind of tough. But I don't know. We don't have a lot of numbers anymore, and I shoot over at the Elks hoop shoot, you know. Sometimes there was hardly enough to get three people in a field. So yeah, I don't know exactly what it is, if it's just the new wave of all the technology and stuff, but it's kind of difficult to get. Well, and plus we just don't have, we're down to 85 kids in the high school, so we don't have the numbers we used to.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wrangell Wolves basketball action on KSDK is sponsored in part by the Stikeen Sportsman Association, supporting healthy youth activities in our community. The Stikeen Sportsman Association says, go Wolves!
So in terms of how you are training these girls, I hear that they're on a very, very competitive regimen here.
Yes, I think it's something different than they've ever been used to. We do a lot of running on a daily basis. You know, they get some days where we don't do too much running, and they're kind of, they look around and go, well, that's it? And I go, what? You want more? You know? And they're like, no, good. But I'm really impressed with every single one of them. You know, they come out every day to practice. They know that I challenge them on a day-to-day basis, and they step up to it, you know? And some of the things that I ask them to do, they're not familiar with it, some of the drills that we do.
Why do you think that a pretty strict physical regimen is important for training these girls?
Well, you know, one main thing about basketball, you know, it's a running sport. You know, there's no walking in it. You run back and forth constantly. It's a quick stop and go sport. And you use your whole body. You know, you use your upper body, your lower body, and those need to be conditioned properly so you avoid injuries. There's been a high statistics, you know, now in high school basketball, especially for women, where your knees go out, your hips go out, you know, because they're not properly conditioned. And, you know, if we just focus on making sure everybody's strengthening those muscles that need to be straight and worked on, you know, we can avoid as many injuries as we possibly can.
Can you tell me a little bit about who you've got playing for you and perhaps what their greatest strengths or things they need to be worked on, what those things are?
I have a few posts that I'm really proud of. They've come a long way, you know, from when they started off day one. I did start open gym, back in mid-November, and I had Caroline come out, and she has come out every day, giving me her all. So, and she has really, really, really improved. You know, she's got a couple new post moves. Working on, with all the girls, we're working on confidence, you know, getting comfortable with their position, getting comfortable with their body, and not be afraid to be big and strong and be aggressive. The Lady Wolves, you know, outside of the court, they're a great bunch of girls, but I need to bring out that inner anger out of them when they're on the court and play tough, you know. So hopefully I can bring that out. Let's see. I have one senior this year. I have Erica as my only senior this year, and she's my main ball handler. I'm challenging her on a day-to-day basis to be quicker on her transitions when she's dribbling the ball and, you know, penetrating the basket. She's really fast. She's one of my fastest players on the team, but I need her to be faster. I don't know if that makes any sense. I have a few freshmen coming up this year that are, I'm quite surprised, you know, they've really stepped it up. We got to work on some things. I got a couple guards, you know, I don't have a big girl. I don't have a 6'7" girl. That's one I'm looking for. We can easily do drills after drills, one after the other, and it's great when you can do them and you can go through the motions, but something that the Lady Wolves are going to be focusing this season is what happens when the defense comes in and plays, you know, real defense. You can always have them run a scrimmage with one another, and what happens is, you know, sometimes they'll let the other person get by or not play as hard of a defense as you want. So it's been really great the last 2-3 days. I've had a couple people from the community come out and help the Lady Girls out, Lady Wolves out. They've come out and played a full-on scrimmage and give some of my girls some pointers here and there, especially down on the post. So that has built their confidence up. I've seen the last 2-3 days since we've been doing that, and it's given me an idea of what I need to tweak in our plays and just for them to really see the court in a bigger perspective. You know, I'm trying to teach them that I can't be there to tell you exactly what you need to do step by step. Somebody needs to step up and say, hey, this is what we're doing, you know, do this. And I want them to be always a step ahead during a game.
As someone who's played basketball, I'm sure you have seen this in the past. Sometimes you'll have a really slam-banging team that's great, and they get on the court and something's just not quite right. And other times you see teams that are traditionally the underdogs that really step it up and flourish when they're on the court.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you find the most important for making a team that doesn't just have skill and talent, but that really comes together and can own that basketball court?
You know, like I've been telling the girls, you know, if you, like I tell them on a day-to-day basis, that, you know, once you step into this court, whatever issues you have with one another, whatever problems you have at home or at school or boyfriend, you've got to leave it at the door, okay? We're coming in here. We're one big family. You know, we got to work together as a team. And, I mean, I can have, like, the best shooter, the best dribbler, and the best rebounder. You know, every one of them could be that. But if they don't know how to work together, I have nothing. I really do. I have nothing, you know. So I really want them to know that even though they have those skills, they still need to work together as a team. You know, basketball consists of 5 players, not one. So, you know, you need everybody, and you need to be in sync and be on the same wavelength to be successful. And that's what happens with when it comes down to underdog teams. You know, they might not be the highest shooting percentage, you know, they might be really slow at defense, but they win games because they work together as a team. Like I tell the girls, I'm very passionate about this game. I really am.
Because the girls have been passed around quite a bit with the coaches, whereas the boys have had Coach Stokes for years and years and years. If you plan on staying in Wrangell, do you plan to stay as the coach?
I do, actually. Actually, my husband really, you know, grew up here and he loves it here. And if we could stay, he would stay. And I think that's we're here for the long run. So far, all my stuff is here. I plan to create a solid program. You know, right now I'm building from the ground up, and I hope to continue that. I mean, if we have, whether we win a lot of games this season or not, if the town wants me back, the girls want me back, I will come back.
Well, very good luck to you this weekend and good luck to you throughout the season. And I look forward to talking to you when I get back and keeping up with you and your team throughout the season, throughout March.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
The broadcast of the Wrangell High School basketball season is made possible in part by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department. If a fire breaks out in your home while you're asleep, how will you know? Smoke and heat build quickly, making every second count. A working smoke alarm can alert you to the danger and make the difference between life and death. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home and replace the battery every year. This message brought to you by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department.
This has been Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. See you next week and see you at the games. Y'all ready for this?